I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protesters in Lebanon demanded new leadership removed from the political elite. Instead, Lebanon's parliament has chosen a billionaire to be its next prime minister. Najib Mikati has led Lebanon before, though not without accusations of corruption. The situation only further illustrates the growing gap between Lebanon's wealthy political elites and the impoverished population. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says,
the church in Lebanon right now is in an existential crisis. There's collapse happening all around them. And there's so much temptation for especially the younger generation of believers to just leave Lebanon and to just believe that narrative that they have no future in Lebanon.
But God's new creation breaks through in unexpected ways. Horizons International recently purchased a parcel of farmland to grow food and feed the community. Pray many will see Jesus' love through this ministry. And Christians have kept a set of beliefs about Jesus for thousands of years. It can sometimes be difficult to reconcile this ancient faith with rapidly changing society or technology. But Samuel of Redemptive Stories says the Middle Eastern Church's embrace of new technologies like social media platforms should cause believers to rejoice.
Maybe sometimes we are afraid of it. Sometimes we look at it as a negative thing and how it can negatively affect our lives. But then there are, on the flip side, there's so many positive outcomes of it. And it's just a neutral tool that can be used for God's glory. And we're seeing that happen in our part of the world in particular, as if you look at certain stats, it would say that thousands have come to faith over the period of the pandemic in each one of these given countries through social media, through internet.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.